Like I said, I've got a shining star in the studio. Benjamin, I'm so happy to have you join me this morning. Benjamin Domask is here, and he is a performing artist. Benjamin and I met in the spring. We did a show at the Orpheum Theater together.
We did.
The whole Casey Monkers crew. And then last night, you were at the block party entertaining everyone.
Yeah, somehow that happened.
It was fun.
Yeah, it was.
So tell me a little bit about yourself, and let's tell our friends listening.
Well, what would you like to know?
Well, for starters, where are you from originally? And how did you come to be you? He's quite a character.
You know, I've been thinking about that question for the past 4 years. How did I become me? Well, I guess it started in, I grew up in Milwaukee. And you can tell because I don't put the L in Milwaukee. So I grew up in Milwaukee for the first 18 years of my life. And it was a very different me that lived there.
Yeah. Tell me a little bit about your growing up years. Were you a single child? Did you have brothers and sisters?
I'm what was the it youngest like? Of three, and so I have two older brothers. And so when you're the youngest, you sort of get roped into doing whatever they do, whatever they're interested in. And because I shared a room with the middle brother, I very much admired him and idolized him and used him as a guide of how to be in the world.
Yeah.
And so a lot of my early life was learning how to be him, I guess.
Right. So you were emulating your brother.
Oh, my parents loved me. I'm not going to.
Oh, no, deny. I know that.
No, yeah. But
let's talk about that. Okay. Yeah.
So because of that, my brothers were very big into video games, which meant I was also very big into video games, which meant spending a lot of time in front of the TV.
Mm-hmm.
And also growing up, that was like when a lot of computer games were just really being developed. So all the arcade games that used to go out and play socially at the arcade were being ported into the living room. And so you still have this little sense of community because you could invite your friends over. So there was no online gaming.
Yeah.
But then that did start happening. So I spent a lot of time on the computer playing those games.
Right.
Yeah.
And at some point you decided to make a change.
Oh yeah, I did. When was that? I'd say when I was 20 years old in college. And I went through a traumatic breakup.
Oh no.
And the girl that I thought I would marry left me.
No.
Oh no.
Say it isn't so.
It isn't so.
Oh, but it is.
It was. And so I was sitting crying, just sad, in a room in the basement of my dormitory, and I was sitting there self-pitying myself.
Yes.
And I was like, oh man, I could continue to be like everyone else in the world and be depressed, or I can turn around and learn how to play this piano.
Yes.
Yeah, I was in a piano practice room.
Love it.
Yeah.
So is that, so you started to play the piano?
I started to just
play.
Know, yeah.
Right.
And it wasn't good, but those video games actually came in handy. See, video games are great things. I love them.
Yeah.
And they're really helpful. But another great thing about video games is the music. Video games have amazing music.
Yeah.
And the early video games were real simple.
Right.
So what I would do is I would try to learn video game songs on the piano.
So it had a purpose.
Yeah.
And then at some point you decided to become a performing artist.
Yeah.
Well, describe a performing artist. I've seen you, so I know, but put it into words.
Okay, so there's so many different categories. You can have like an entertainer, you can have an artist, you can have a performer, performing artist, all these different words that may mean something, may not mean something. I suppose when I say performing artist, I mean the kind of art that I make is primarily performed.
Mm-hmm.
So it falls into this category of a time art, which means you have to be there to appreciate the art. It's not like a painting or a story or something. Mm-hmm. You can film it, but you lose something when you film it.
Your form of entertainment is very physical.
Right.
Juggling.
Yeah. And clowning and miming.
Mm-hmm. A lot of expression in your face and your body. It's quite incredible to watch. Where did you train?
Oh, I trained all over. I worked in a toy store for 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where a lot of the base training came down.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was a very socially inept child, as we can say that. And when you spend a lot of time in front of those computer screens and video games, you don't really learn how to interact with people. But working retail in a toy store, you learn how to interact and how to engage and how to play. And so that is where I trained for the first part. I learned how to be a human at the toy store. And then I started performing in the streets. So at the Minnesota Renaissance Festival, I auditioned and they put me in. They thought I was good enough. And I started walking around in character with my juggling balls and clubs and stuff and learned what people liked and what they didn't like.
That is the best.
Yeah, you know.
And you have had a chance to travel around the country.
Around the world now.
Around the world.
I went to India.
Oh my God.
Yeah, because of this. Yeah.
Do you have a manager?
I do have a manager.
Okay. Yes.
Her name is Afton Benson. Mm-hmm. She is from the Twin Cities.
Yeah.
And she's wonderful. She's very wonderful and helps take care of everything. Like, without her help, I wouldn't probably have made it to India because of the visas and the contracts and the logistics and even like knowing what vaccines to get.
Right.
I mean, it's so wonderful. What a treasure to have. So it's crazy.
Right. Yeah. Right. What do you like best about performing?
What do I like best about performing?
Just the fact that it's something you love, or the fact that something people love, or a combination.
When I first started, it was sort of an attempt to prove that I could do it to myself. Like, I could do this. I can get up in front of people and do this. But it quickly became not having to prove it to myself, but to understand that, like, it's something the world needed.
Right.
And so, yeah, that's a weird question.
Thank you. We're going to take a quick break. I'm going to let think about that. Three Dog Night. We'll be back in a moment. Yeah. 97.7 The Wolf. Gladiators are back. So we're going to wrap it up, Benjamin Domask.
Yeah.
Where are you headed next?
Oh, man, I hop on a train and I head down to Chicago, through Chicago to St. Louis, that old historic route.
Oh, no kidding. Oh, that's going to be fun. And how far ahead do you have your shows planned?
Oh, you know.
It's just as they happen.
As they happen.
It's hard to pin down an artiste and the shows, but great. St. Louis, say hi to the Arch for me.
Oh, I will. Hello.
And in closing, how would you encourage young people who want to do exactly what they want to do? You chose something that you love doing. How can you encourage kids and students to do the same?
Well, it's not letting someone force you into choosing something. You have to actually find something you're passionate about. You can't let someone tell you what to do. You have to say, I want to do this, and then do it as hard as you can.
And that's why I like you. Benjamin Domask, performing artist, 97.7 The Wolf. Be looking for him coming to your town.